Simen Shin Yud Ches, Sif Teh Zayin. The Mechaber says he allowed to put in Pando, Kenega the Eish, even the place where it's going to hit Yatsa Lettuce Boy. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that Pando is something that's referred to in many places in Shulchan Aruch as Pashtido. It's basically a knish, has dough on the outside. Inside, it can have pieces of various types of food inside. In this case over here, we're discussing that it has a fatty food inside, and the Mechaber is saying that even though the fat that's inside that was hardened is now going to melt from the heat, it's not a problem. There's no problem with Bishul over here, because this knish was once already cooked, or more accurately said, was once baked before, and there's no problem with Bishul Achav Bishul by Davi Yavish. Even though this fat, the shuman, is going to melt and it's going to turn into liquid, it still does not have a problem with Bishul Achav Bishul, because since when you put it there to heat it up, it was not melted, then it was dry, so it has the status of Davi Yavish. There's no problem with Bishul Achav Bishul by Davi Yavish, even though eventually, through the melting, it's going to turn lach. So what is the chiddush of the Mechaber over here? The chiddush of the Mechaber, besides the fact there's no problem with Bishul Achav Bishul Dav Yavish, which we know already from the previous sif, there's a chiddush that even though it's going to melt, and now it's going to change form, this fat is going to go from solid to becoming a liquid, there's no problem of noilid, or of being moilid, of taking something and changing its form at Shabbos, which is the Isser, the Rabbanon found in Simen Shenchof, Siftes, of being moilid. The halach over there in Simen Shenchof, which B'ez Hashem will get to at the right time, is that Risak HaShalag V'Abar is Osir. It's also to smash ice, hail, snow, and turn into liquid form on Shabbos. And here the Mechaber is saying that's fine because not doing something directly to bat at the ice and make it melt into liquid, rather it's putting it in a place where naturally on its own it's going to happen. So there's no problem with Bishul because Bishul HaBishul is not issued by Davi Yavish, and this has a status of Davi Yavish since when you put it there, it's all still dry, it's not liquid yet. There's no problem with Noilid or Moilid because not doing anything directly, it's happening on its own. And Mishnah Berurah points out that, of course, you're putting a Kenega to Eish in a way there's no problem of Nesina Chachila. There's a Kli that's Mafsik or something to that effect to avoid issues of Nesina Chachila. And the Ramah says that the same, and certainly this would be the halacha, if you have a pot that's right of Shnikrash, has like hardened gravy that congealed, and the Shuman that's going to melt now, we're putting it Kenega to Eish. You don't have to worry about a problem of Moilid because the Shuman, when it melts, is going to melt straight into the right or straight into the gravy. So it doesn't even stand out by itself. So it's even less of an issue of moilid, and the Mechaber would certainly be mapped in this case. Mishnah Berurah points out, however, if you have liquidy reitav over liquid gravy, then you have to be careful with bishul, because by davalach, this is a problem with bishul achav bishul. So then you have to make sure not to put in a place where it's going to hit yatsa lettuce boy. But mitzad moilid, it certainly won't be a problem, because the shuman, the fat that was solid, that liquefies now, is going to melt straight into the gravy, and will not stand out by itself. The other Moses Yesh Machmirim, he brings this around that's machmir on noilid in this type of a case, and feels that this is not allowed. This is a problem of moilid. Putting a Kenega to Eish where there's directly a heat source there that's going to cause it to melt is the same problem as banning it and making it melt directly like Risak HaShalag V'Abard, and therefore it's Aser. You know, we find cases in Simen Shenchof that are Mutter, those are all cases where you put it there and it happens by itself and it melts directly into a liquid and never stands out by itself. Over here, it does stand out by itself, even in the case of the shuman that's going to melt into the roitiv, into the gravy. Mishnah Berurah explains that this shita holds that stands out on some level by itself on top, and therefore, it's a problem of moilid. In other words, the Ramah, the Machmirim that the Ramah brings, they hold that even if you don't bang at it directly to make it melt and go from solid to liquid, the fact you put it directly near a heat source, whether it's near some ash or put it out in the sun by a heat source that's going to cause it to happen, it's not called happening on its own, it's called that you're doing it. And the Ramah says the Minhag is Timachmer, Haramachim with Tzerich, one could be Megal. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Achrenim that if you have a pitcher of water or any other liquid that's solidified on top, that you could put it out in the place where it's not going to get to lettuce, because since only the top solidified and the bottom is still liquid, so the top, when it melts, it's going to melt directly into the liquid underneath. That's an example of a case that there's no problem because it's never going to stand by itself as a dover noilid. Mash Engen over here, where it's going to stand out by itself as a dover noilid, that's just a problem. Now, there are some cases that we mutter, even according to the Ramah, if there's very little fat that's going to liquefy, whether because there wasn't so much fat to begin with, or you cleaned it up, or the fat is all inside, therefore it's not going to come out, it's just going to stay within the knish, so we're not going to see a significant amount of liquefied fat coming out, so then it's mutter, the davar mu'ud is mutter l'kliyama. But if there's a decent amount, there's a significant amount that's going to come, it's going to melt, and it's going to stand out, so that yishei machmer, harimokum v'tzarech yikimekel. Now, Mishnah Berurah makes clear that even if it's not mokum v'tzarech, if you did do this, but yeah, but the food has not become aser, we can be semach on the Mekilim for that. But Mokum Atzerech, when it's a case of need, there are Mohot Chathchilo, they can be semach on the Mekilim. However, if someone already did do it, even in the case it's not Mokum Atzerech, it was certainly Mutter B'Yavit. And remember, if it's a Dover Muot, then it's Mutter even L'Chathchilo.